You're listening to SBS News.
A New South Wales doctor who works in intensive care still recalls the shock she felt when her landlord, who she had lived with in a share house for almost a year, told her she needed to leave simply because she worked in healthcare.
I felt like it came out of nowhere. I had no issues staying at their place before. We got along really well. I didn't understand why she acted like this. I would understand more if it was like she was, you know, someone at risk.
Hannah, which isn't her real name, remembers the difficulties she faced having to find alternative accommodation on the run.
It was absolutely terrible because here I was in a place where I had to move within days. I was still working long hours. I couldn't get lots of people to help me move. I couldn't go view houses because that was not an option anymore.
Leo Patterson Ross is a senior policy officer at the New South Wales Tenants Union. He says under law, Hannah doesn't classify as a tenant, so doesn't have any of the rights a tenant would normally be entitled to, such as the recently enacted six-month moratorium on evictions.
And there's tens of thousands of people in Australia who live with that kind of that precarity without having a proper tenancy agreement in place. All forms of housing, where it is your permanent place of residence, there should be proper protections to make sure that you can't be evicted arbitrarily, can't be evicted unfairly.
New South Wales, along with other states such as Victoria and Queensland, last month pledged to give healthcare workers free temporary accommodation during the pandemic to keep them and their families safe. But all Hannah was offered was short-term hospital accommodation at $220 a night.
I feel like there needs to be a link between actual hospitals and the healthcare staff and the government when they make those policies. Like, where's the link to actually roll it out and give it to actual doctors who are experiencing this? Because I'm not the only one who went through this.
Danielle McMullen from the New South Wales Australian Medical Association is encouraging healthcare workers who need this alternative accommodation to seek it out.
If they're having difficulties, they can contact groups like the AMA and we can help them navigate the process. It is a bit opaque as to how to actually get it to happen, but the offer is there.
In a statement, a spokesperson from New South Wales Health told SBS News it sent a guidance note to hospitals about the offer on Tuesday, which is a month after the state government's announcement. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.